This is the Media in Ministry column, Songs of Mistakes and Grace, an interview of Them Cooley Boys and its member, Bo Janke. Based in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Americana band Them Cooley Boys have toured with such celebrated acts as Los Lobos and Trampled by Turtles, won the Wisconsin Area Music Industry's Bluegrass Americana Band of the Year Award, and has been named Band to Watch by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But before that, the members bonded through ELCA camps and congregations. Bo Janke met Soren Staff when both were counselors at Luther Park Bible Camp in Chautauq, Wisconsin, in 2011. 2 years later, they formed Them Cooley Boys with Soren's brother Jens. The brothers had grown up attending Wesh Koshkonong Lutheran Church in Stoughton, Wisconsin. The lineup was completed with Neil Kraus and Stas Habel. Living Lutherans spoke with Janke, who, with his wife, is a member of Central Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, about his ELCA formation, the band's history, and the approach he and his partners took to their latest album, Namesake, produced by Grammy Award winner Brian Joseph. Living Lutheran asks, "Them Cooley Boys sound blends folk, bluegrass, punk, and rock for people unfamiliar with your music. How do you describe it?" Janke responds, "I usually just describe it as fun, but if I had to use musical terms, I'd usually say folk rock. What makes us unique is all five of us have these very different musical backgrounds and tastes, and we let those influences dictate a lot of what we're individually adding to our records. Our live shows are kind of what we're known for. We try to be as entertaining as possible. We want you to never forget the time you saw Them Cooley Boys." We ask, how was serving as counselors at Luther Park Bible Camp a meaningful experience and place for you and Soren growing up? He says, "I went to camp for the first time in seventh grade. It was a requirement for confirmation. I had such a good time that I went back the next summer and the next summer, and eventually I became a camp counselor. And on the first day working there, I met Soren, and we became thick as thieves in about 15 minutes. I also met my wife that day alongside a lot of people that I would call family now. Well, I worked there each summer from 2011 to 2015. I still like to go and mow the lawn at the camp, and I do everything and I can do to keep it around. I owe a lot to that place." We ask, "Your band name also came from your and Soren's experiences at camp. Could you tell us about it?" He responds, "My best friend Kai Ashland went to camp with me when we were in the eighth grade. He also kept going back and eventually became a counselor, and he and I and Soren and Jens all grew up in the same region of Wisconsin called the Cooley region. A coulee is a valley with a river at the bottom of it, and we have a lot of these where we grew up. And whenever the four of us were messing around at camp, Kai would throw a thick Wisconsin accent on his voice and say, 'Them Cooley Boys are at it again.' And years later, Soren and I were doing our first open mic, and he quickly wrote that down as a placeholder name." We ask, "How has the Lutheran foundation you've had from church and camp been formative for you and shaped your music?" Well, he says, "I can't speak for the other members of the band, but I would say my Lutheran foundation formed a lot of who I am in a positive way. It made me a more humble individual and helped me to be respectful of my neighbors. My friend Kai is the son of a Lutheran pastor, John Ashland, and of Hardy's Creek and South Beaver Creek Lutheran Churches, Ettrick, Wisconsin, and he and his wife have always encouraged us to show love to all, which is something I still try to live by. Soren will use a lot of biblical imagery and odd point of view, and our harmonies are definitely a product of growing up in Lutheran churches." We ask, "The band has described Namesake in its fourth full-length release as songs detailing the legacy of our mistakes and the grace that follows. How did you decide to approach this album?" He responds, "As a band, We just wanted to make another record that we liked, using some new instruments and working with new people. One of our main focuses for this record was legacy and what that means to us individually. It was a lot about the family that came before us and will continue after us, and all of its nostalgia.